The Gemara had a kasha. How could you say hagrola is ma'akev? Then how could they switch from left to right? E amras hagrola ma'akva. Once the left goat has been determined as being Lashem, hechem adrinle. How could you go ahead and switch things around? That's the kasha of Yana. All the mafarshim ask, well, what's the alternative? Rabbi Yochanan, hagrola is not miyakev, right? But even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, you can do hagrola. You don't need to do it. It's not miyakev. But if the kohen should choose to do hagrola, which was generally the case, the hagrola certainly establishes the shame of the carbon. So in this case, once he did the hagrola, even if hagrola is not miyakev, but once he's passed hagrola, he's determined that this one is the Lashem, how could he switch things around? What does the Gemara mean? Why is it only a kash on that sheet and not on this? Let's begin with the Rashash, who suggests the following. He says that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, when he goes and does the Hagrola, it's not the final phase of the process. Even if he'll do the Hagrola, he'll have to do Hanocha as well. Why? Because if you hold Hagrola as Ma'akev, Rabbi Yanai, then Hagrola is a standalone procedure. That in itself determines the status and the fate of the Karbonis. Picking out the lots out of the box, that is Kaveya, the identity of the Karbonis. That's it. It's the end of the process. Hanocha, although it's a mitzvah, but Hanocha is not Ma'akev. Hagrola itself is the Kaveya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says Rashash, if he chooses to do Hagrola, you have to go ahead and do Hanocha as well. The process is not completed until he finishes the designation. How does he do that? By placing the tickets on the Seirim as well. That completes the designation process. Therefore, says Rashash, the Gemara only asks Rabbi Yanai. If Hagrola is Ma'akev, then Hagrola on its own accomplishes. And once the Hagrola was done, it's too late to switch. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Hagrola on its own is not the final phase of the process. You need Hanocha as well. In which case, if it's still before Hanocha, you can still switch things around. And the Rashash is Tzorachim, because it turns out that Rabbi Yochanan, in a way, is more Machmer than Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai, who says Hagrola is Ma'akev, holds that Hanocha is not Ma'akev, as we see throughout the whole Sugya. All seem to agree that Hanocha is not Ma'akev. It's a mitzvah, but not Ma'akev. But Rabbi Yochanan will hold Hanocha is Ma'akev. He's the one that held that Hagrola is not so important, not so Ma'akev. He'll say Hanocha is Ma'akev. So it seems a bit doichek to go with this Malach. The Shagas Aryeh, Sefer Gvuras Ari, suggests the following teretz. He says, Achav, you can apply a condition at Tanai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that you can use one of two methods to determine the shame of the Karbonis, you can use Hagrola or Kriya Shame, said the Shagas Aryeh, he'll apply both methods at once. Conditionally. I'll say like this. The goat to my right, I am naming at Lashem on condition that when I do the lottery, the Lashem will turn up on my left. In that case, I'll need my designation. He wants the right one to be Lashem. So if the girl turns up right, and Lashem turns up on his right, that's fine. The girl will determine the shame of the animal. But on the chance the Hashem turns up on my left, I will now label this one to my right as Lashem. So he's going to combine both methods. He's going to combine the naming method, the Kriya Shem method, which is valid according to Rabbi Yochanan, in addition to the girdle method. So that's what the Gemara meant. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's only one manner in which he can designate his karbon, his girdle. So once the Hashem turned up on his left, can no longer switch things around. It's been determined that the one to his left is Lashem. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who allows the method of Kriya Shem as well, of verbally naming the animals, so the Shagas Aryeh, he'll make a joint combined procedure, name the right one, and also do the girdle. In either case, the one to the right will be Lashem. If the girdle turned up okay, then Lashem to his right will establish the goat to his right as being Lashem. If it turned up to his left, then he's already determined, he's already designated verbally that the one to his right should be Lashem. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, There's no problem with switching things around. If the Hashem turned up in his left, he can go switch it over to his right. That's what the Gemara meant to ask. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand the price. According to Rabbi Yanai, that a grola is ma'akev, it's absolute. And it's too late. It's been determined according to Gerl. And Midrash David asks on the Shagas Ari, apparently his difficulty is that you can't rig a Gerl in advance. If you want to be Mekayim Gerl, you can't predetermine the outcome, which is happening in this case. He's basically predetermining in advance that in either case, the goat to his right will be Lashem. What kind of girl is that? What kind of lottery is that? So perhaps the Pshat in the Gemara is a bit different. We're going to learn tomorrow, Bez Hashem, that the Kriya Shem of a Kurban is meant to take place at one of two points. No, either one of two points. Either during the time of purchase or at the time of Akrava. Now, the girl in our sugya is neither here nor there. It's not at the time of purchase, nor is it immediately preceding the Akrova. It's somewhere in the middle, but the Torah determined for us that that works on Yom Kippur. That's if you hold a girl as ma'akev. That's Rabbi Yanai. But if you hold a girl as not ma'akev, it's just a means of naming the animals. In which case, Rabbi Yechon will hold. It's no different than Kriya Shem, which must take place either at the point of purchase or the point of Akrova. Here, it's no here, no there. It's somewhere in the middle. So although he can designate it now, but it's mashmash from Rashi, designation is pending. It gets applied, but it's a pending designation which he has the power to switch. He can alter. He can edit that designation. He can mishan it. Just because he called it Lashem, he can decide a couple of minutes later to change it to Lazazel, and vice versa. So perhaps that's what the Gemara means. According to Rabbi Yanai, the girl is absolute. It's an absolute procedure. Well, once the Shem Hashem turned up in his left hand, it's been determined unequivocally that the goat to his left is Lashem. He can no longer switch things around. According to Rabbi Yechon holds that Agrola is just another way of naming the animal. Agrola is not Me'akev. You can choose Agrola. You can choose Kriya Shem. So even if he did the Agrola, and the result of the Agrola was that the Lashem ticket turned up in his left, in which case the goat to his left has been labeled Lashem. But since this process is not taking place during the time of purchase of those animals, nor right before the Akrova, this designation is just a pending designation. It's a temporary designation which he has the power to switch and change. In which case, there's nothing to hold him back from switching things. Yeah, this was the Lashem. No, I decide this one is Lashem. He can be Mishana the Shem from left to right.